Do you know someone who puts ketchup on eggs? Do you consider guacamole a dip? And is aioli really just mayo? We discuss all of this and more, including some very unique condiment food combinations.
Hi, I'm Monica.
And I'm the other Monica.
And we are two Monicas and a microphone. Join us each week to talk about nothing serious.
Seriously.
We'll talk about life, differences of opinion, our favorite obsessions, and any topic we find interesting. So grab your favorite condiment and get ready to have a conversation. Monica, to start us off today, I need to know from you, if you had to pick one, would it be ketchup or mustard?
That's a hard one. It would depend on the food, but if I had to eliminate one forever, it would be mustard because nobody puts mustard on their fries and I need
except my children.
Ketchup. Well, I put hot mustard from McDonald's on my fries, so I don't know which one I could live without.
Okay, how about mayo or Miracle Whip?
Miracle Whip is the winner. I put it in my deviled eggs even. It's the winner. Sorry, everyone.
Sweet relish or regular relish?
Ew, sweet pickles, the worst.
Hot sauce or you'll just go without?
Depends on the food. I'm not opposed to hot sauce.
And is guacamole a condiment?
No, but people use it like one.
I know, I was kind of surprised.
I do.
Friends, if you haven't already figured out what we're talking about today, we're talking about the world of condiments.
I would like for you to really pronounce that word because I got a lot of flack whenever I asked people in person or even when I posted it online. We're talking about condiments.
Condiments. You know, like ketchup, mustard, mayo. yes, we are talking about the world of condiments today. And I was surprised by how passionate people are about their favorite condiments and condiment combinations that they can't stand.
Because clearly you can be right or wrong about condiments because it's about your truth and my truth.
There is only one truth.
I'm sorry. Okay. And the truth is that I'm right about hot dogs having mustard and ketchup on them and being good.
Ugh. Okay. My stomach just
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. These are opinions.
As I was researching for this interesting topic, I was really surprised by the number of condiments because a lot of them I had never considered a condiment. So the lists that I found included salts, vinegars, fish sauce, harissa.
Ew.
Fish sauce is really good in Thai food and stuff, but I've never just dipped anything in it.
What is it?
It's pungent.
No, what is it? Is it from a fish?
It is. It does have like a fishiness, saltiness to it.
I understand.
It's liquid.
I'm literally thinking of water dripping off of a fish and then someone somehow seasoning that. So
no.
I'm at least glad that that is not what we're talking about.
No. So I want to define the term before we get too worked up because I guarantee you we're going to get worked up in this episode.
It's a very serious conversation.
It is. And the thing that sparked it is we're entering the summer holiday season. So we've got Memorial Day coming up. We've got 4th of July. We're having barbecues and picnics and potlucks left and right.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, what do people love? What do they hate? And how do they use it? It is
now, Monica, if I can interrupt you here. When you first came to me with this as an episode, I thought, wow, this is where we've come. We've done all the ideas and now we're talking about ketchup and mustard. But I have to say that after looking at the Facebook post that we're going to dive into later, it's pretty funny. It's a good, interesting topic.
I thought so. I was pretty pleased how it turned out. I'm going to define condiment using the dictionary.com definition. It is a noun, something used to give special flavor to a food, as mustard, ketchup, salt, or spices. Pretty basic, right? Could be anything.
Special flavor to food. I never really thought of spices as a condiment.
Me either. That's why I was surprised about salt and pepper. Yeah. You know, I think of those as seasonings.
They're seasonings. They're not what we traditionally would call a condiment. If somebody said, right, I'm bringing the condiments, you wouldn't expect them to show up with garlic salt.
I didn't quite know how I was going to format this subject or really what we were going to talk about. So I just figured since I was curious what people loved and what people hated, I'd put out a Facebook post. And it's probably my most popular Facebook post in the last few years.
It is. Like it's got like 53 comments or something.
Yes. So I said, I'm doing a quick poll and need to know your favorite and most hated condiment. And go. And I wanted condiment combinations too.
And you got them.
There were lots of conversations between friends of mine who've never met, between my husband and myself disagreeing. So my friend Justin said he hates cheap ranch, cheap mayo, and expensive ketchup.
He says pure, unadulterated hatred for expensive ketchup?
Mm-hmm. Well, my husband would be one of those people who likes expensive ketchup because he's always on a quest to find things from his childhood in Russia.
What is an expensive ketchup? I just thought there was Heinz and Hunt's, and I didn't know there's anything else.
He paid like $10 for a jar.
For what, though? I don't understand where are we finding these.
He tasted it at a restaurant, and then he wrote down the name because it reminded him of the ketchup he used to eat when he was a child in Russia.
I understand that when you can connect a flavor to a very good memory in childhood, there's a few things in my life I eat specifically because of the nostalgic, warm feeling I get from eating them.
Yes, Monica, it is great when you can find something that really takes you back to your childhood or to a special memory. And it's not always easy to do, especially when you're talking about a food or a flavor that you had in a totally different country.
Absolutely.
So I was happy for Paul that he found this really expensive ketchup.
Just don't have Justin over and serve it, okay?
And I thought the topic was just gonna die away, but then Rachel chimes in and she says she loves sriracha, Dijon mustard, and balsamic vinegar are her current faves. And she loves aioli, but she's lazy and doesn't make it. And she likes runny homemade ranch. So she and Justin are obviously going to have an issue because while runny homemade ranch may not be cheap, something I think Justin is implying by cheap ranch is that it's runny.
Ooh, I love runny ranch.
So many issues with ranch.
I know you do, which is shocking because I swear up here in the Midwest, they put it on everything. They think it's a flavor. I don't understand the obsession with ranch up here. Now, I do have something to say about sriracha. I never really thought about the fact that it was unique. It's the bottle with the rooster on it, right?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Paul and I mistakenly purchased a generic.
Did it have a picture of a pigeon on it?
No. Probably. I don't know. We decided we were never going to make that mistake again. We have to get back to the commentary because this is really where it's at. Rachel blames her love of ranch on the student union where we went to college. I can't say I disagree, but I definitely didn't get into ranch.
We had good ranch at Saga. We had good everything at Saga. Little side note here, that's where I fell in love with garbanzo beans because Monica, would say, I'm getting some garbanzo beans, and I had never heard of them. You have a lot of influence on my life, which is kind of hilarious. Which I was like, that's so cute. And like the way that you said garbanzo beans made me want to eat them. And I did. And I put them on my salad every single day.
We mentioned earlier guacamole. Is it a condiment?
No.
So one of our friends, Colleen, says she loves guacamole. I hadn't considered that it was a condiment. I think of it as a dip.
It could be.
Yeah.
A lot of people consider salsa as a condiment. So I guess I could see how guacamole could be. I consider it a dip, but I'm a weirdo and I eat chips and sour cream. So.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Yeah. I don't even
flavor it. Potato chips, right?
Oh, yes. So good.
So good. So Colleen says she loves guacamole, hummus, and Cholula.
What the heck is Cholula? That sounds like some sort of, I don't know, maybe burlesque dancer's name. What is that?
Yeah. It's a hot sauce. It's like Tabasco, but it's Cholula.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Or Tapatio. So they're kind of all similar. Tabasco has a very, I think, unique vinegar flavor to it, where Cholula and Tapatio are less vinegar flavored. And she hates cheap watery salsa and Miracle Whip. How do you feel about that?
Get it, just like how I cannot stand sweet pickles, but I love dill pickles. I think it's the same type of debate. There's very few people who have crossover on those types of things. You either love Miracle Whip or you don't.
I've gone through phases where I loved Miracle Whip and that's how I made all of my sandwiches, and then phases where I only use mayo.
Zach's family is gross with the Miracle Whip. They put a lot of it on there and they love it when I make their sandwiches because I know how much gross Miracle Whip they want on there. You can go a little overboard for me on the Miracle Whip.
I have more stories about people who throw tantrums if a sandwich arrives with anything mayo based. any kind of undisclosed sauce.
Right. Don't be messing up my sandwich. Don't be messing up my food in general. I get really upset about it. We have to back up.
What?
Justin, who is my friend and your friend, he says he loves McDonald's hot mustard. Yes.
I've never had it.
Oh my gosh. On French fries, I get upset with Zach if he brings home McDonald's and doesn't bring me my hot mustard for my fries.
You send him back, right?
No, I mean, I'm not that kind of weirdo. I just complain and whine a lot to the point where he wishes he would have checked the bag before he left. But he also mentions Japanese yum yum sauce. Have you been to a hibachi grill?
Yeah.
And that sauce that they put all over the rice and everything?
No, I have. I just went to
that is
hibachi.
Yum yum.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So it's that kind of light peachy color.
Oh, so delicious.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Yes,
so
I have
those
had
are two of my favorite condiments. So I had to comment on Justin's.
You and Justin can have lunch together sometime.
I feel
and
like
get
we
along
could.
Well.
Maybe I'll invite him over and we could put McDonald's hot mustard and yum yum sauce on everything we touch.
Monica, one of my favorite comments comes from my husband, who says he hates relish and he likes mayo or ketchup. This I know, but the relish part I find odd because
he hates
loves
all relish?
Yes, all relish.
But does he like sweet pickles?
No, he hates them. They are
well,
an abomination.
Sweet pickles are disgusting. They're gross. Wait, so, I am going to say that relish, for the most part, is sweet pickle relish. I only recently discovered that there's dill pickle relish.
Yes,
does
dill
Paul
pickle
know
relish.
This?
I had this conversation with him last night as I was finishing up show prep. And I'm like, Paul, there are two different relishes. You like a dill pickle, you would just be fine with dill pickle relish. He's
yes.
like, no, I don't like my pickles chopped up.
Paul.
I know, I know. So one of my favorite things about the Facebook post and the commentary is that people were commenting on other people's posts and we were having conversations. So husband and wife duo, Harry and Jessica, commented because Jessica, she loves relish but hates pickles. It's the opposite.
Oh, now that is even more interesting to me.
Yeah, so I just think that that's a very interesting phenomenon. Paul's chiming in, telling us to stop hating.
I see that. Is there anything that you do that grosses out Paul when you eat it? Because I have something that I do that grosses out my family.
Probably not.
My family cannot stand none of them. Sauerkraut. And I use it as if it's a side. I mean, I don't put it just on the brat. I have it on the side and it smells up the whole house and it is amazing. It is so gross, but so good. They can't stand it. They make me wash the pans right away. They're like, you can only eat this if we're outside, Mom. Sad thing is no one in my family will appreciate it, I guess, until their later years of life.
My grandfather on my dad's side liked sauerkraut. And I
was he German?
Polish.
Okay, yeah.
I think I was traumatized by him eating sauerkraut. That and he would do some weird cucumber pickle thing all his own. And I could not. Anyway. Well, we're moving on to more comments that Miracle Whip is foul.
No, disagree.
And Abby also says that she hates to admit it, but she loves sweet and sour chemicals.
Chemicals, oh yeah.
And she is referencing any sauce from McDonald's, basically.
I love the sweet and sour sauce from Chick-fil-A. It is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, so does my daughter.
I thought you were going to say your dog. I was like, oh.
Well, he likes it too. He likes it too.
I bet.
So my friend Shannon, hey Shannon, says her favorite is sour cream, which I did not know. And she hates ketchup. And come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen Shannon eat ketchup. Anne says she loves mustard. It's as German as she gets. And she hates mayo. She says mayo, God. So then Abby chimes in that she'll take Anne's mayo. We're just condiment swapping left and right.
Ew. Here. Have you ever, you know what that makes me think of is what? Like when you watch someone eat a burger and there's like giant clump of mayo falls off. That grosses me out.
Oh,
mayo okay. is kind of gross to look at. I don't want to look at it, but I'll eat it.
That leads us right into Jaylene saying that she hates all white condiments, mayo, ranch, sour cream, etc. If it's white,
then it's not right with her.
She can't. She doesn't like it. She does love barbecue sauce, all hot sauces, mustard. She's neutral on ketchup. Ryan loves ketchup. He prefers homemade sauerkraut.
He does own restaurants and bars. So yeah. I'm not really shocked that he has a bunch of opinions on this because it looks like he has a few.
He definitely does. And he gets around his wife's rule about no sugar ketchup or fancier ketchup because he just likes Heinz. And so he brings that stuff home with the corn syrup. He said, that's the good stuff.
Heinz awesome. Is the best ketchup. I can't stand any other ketchup. So if Heinz didn't exist, I might have to say that I don't like ketchup.
Is there any other ketchup? The answer is no. This next comment caught my eye because of how ketchup was spelled.
Catsup. Catsup. I wonder if that person did it on purpose.
I wonder.
Just one of those little quirks.
Yeah. So Ricky also says that anything sweet is a hell no. Like, okay. He probably feels the same way as other people who talk about how they don't like syrup.
Ew, I don't like it when people put syrup on meat. It's what? Wrong.
Like bacon?
Yeah, I don't like my meat sweet.
You could put ranch on it.
Ranch does not necessarily make stuff that's super disgusting better. It just enhances really great stuff.
No. As we continue reading through this thread, we have people saying that they just like everything. Stacey has multiple types of mustard in her fridge. She can't think of single one that she doesn't like. Chris, he was very vocal about his opinion.
He is very vocal. I mean, there is quite the exchange going on here.
I know, right? He loves Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. I think that's kind of the only barbecue sauce that you need most times. Although
oh,
I like
Brady
to experiment.
Loves that.
He loves Sriracha Heinz yellow mustard. Not French's. Notice he says Heinz. He loves Cholula. He loves garlic aioli. Duke's mayo. I don't even know what that is. Chimichurri. I hadn't even considered that that was a condiment.
Wait, he likes garlic aioli. Yeah. That's Rachel's husband. Rachel, get on your game, girl. Your husband likes it and you're not making it.
Oh, jeez. Just go buy it. And he hates honey mustard. Some people might have issues with that.
Whole grain mustards.
I think those are kind of fun.
It's funny that you bring up Chris here. Zach did read your post. He wanted to remind me that Chris has introduced us to one of our very favorite condiments.
What is that?
Well, Zach and I call it the secret sauce, and because it is a secret, we can't tell you what it's made from, but Chris introduced us to it. I'm just gonna tell you. You take two very, very normal, unassuming condiments, and you mix them together, and they are amazing. But I will tell you one ingredient is mustard.
Mm.
And it's amazing. And we usually put it on any sort of chicken.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
Chris has a very refined palate. If you look
at
his preferences, you know, he flat out says, I feel like most American palates don't know is that aioli is mayo. It is mayo. It's got a couple other ingredients. And how Americans don't know this, I don't know.
I don't know that it's mayo because I've never made it. I've just had it presented to me at a fancy restaurant. And instead of them saying that this is souped up mayo, they call it aioli. Therefore, we don't know about it.
Hmm.
If they're pitching it as mayo, people would be like, ew, I don't like mayo.
That's true, but it is mayo. It just has additional ingredients.
I like most food. I hate onions and horseradish, but beyond that, I'm not.
Paul loves horseradish. Katie told me she loves horseradish. I'm like, ooh, I'm not a horseradish fan, just not.
I like horseradish in cocktail sauce. That's the only way that I'll eat it. But I love a good cocktail sauce with shrimp, and I will eat it like a person would ketchup on fries. I think something that I don't know a lot of people maybe commented on here, but Zach would probably like to comment this, that when I do use a condiment, I use a gross amount of it. It's mainly the condiment is the main dish, and everything else comes in second.
My good friend Beth says she's not a fan of mayo. She thinks that there are some horrible ketchups out there. And she also agrees that Heinz is the only way to go. And she hates cheap syrup. So anything that's not a maple syrup, she's just against.
I only like cheap processed syrup. We used to go to this amazing brunch and I would get really grossed out by the syrup. And then I found out that it was like straight from the tap, basically. I was like, ew, give me my corn syrup that you made brown. Thanks.
That's gross. It's so wrong. You need maple
It is.
Syrup.
But when I eat a pancake or a waffle, I will put the, again, as Zach would point out, the grossest amount of syrup on it that you can imagine. And I don't eat them very often. So when I do, I want to indulge.
Yeah. processed foods. You and your sweet chemicals, sweet and sour chemicals.
Yes. Oh yeah, sweet and sour chemicals.
Next up, we have Grasa. Part of the inspiration for this episode came from an afternoon I spent with Grasa and her husband, Kyle. They were discussing condiments to take with them on a little camping trip. And Grasa wanted to take mayo. Kyle's like, no, that's a bad idea. I'm like, that's a bad idea. You need anything that doesn't really need to be refrigerated for fear of dying of poisoning.
Exactly.
So I said, hot sauce, ketchup, you know, and if you really, really want to take mayo, you have to buy the little packets.
Yeah.
Right?
That you can open.
And so
one at a time.
Comments, she says she loves mayo and aioli and she dislikes ketchup most of the time. So now I understand why she really wanted to take mayo camping.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is really interesting. Marmite. My friend Jeff says Marmite.
What is that? Is that like a rock that is magnetic?
It does sound like a rock.
Oh, okay.
It does sound like a rock, but it is not. It is a New Zealand nutritional yeast spread. I'm going to read you the Amazon description right now.
A yeast spread sounds grody.
It sounds just so bad.
I'm sorry. Please read me the description. Change my mind.
Yes. Here we go.
Marmite yeast extract. Marmite was conceived in 1902, and a Marmite food company opened a small factory in Burton-on-Trent, where it still resides today. It took a couple of years to perfect the recipe and for the British public to warm to the spread's distinctive taste.
They're using the word distinctive in a way that only leads me to think that this is a terrible
idea. This sounds disgusting. There's been a few words in there that just made me, imagery-wise, not want to eat this still.
German scientist Liebig then went on to make yeast into a concentrated food product, one that resembled meat extract.
Meat extract. Oh, God. But wasn't
this is not getting better. No. This is not getting better.
Following the discovery of vitamins in 1912, yeast was found to be a great source of 5 important B vitamins. As a result, Marmite was included in soldiers' ration packs during World War I.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It became a dietary supplement in prisoner of war camps in World War II and was sent to British peacekeeping forces in Kosovo to boost morale in 1999. Today, Marmite is a nutritious, black, tasty, savory spread, enjoyable on toast or bread.
I feel like that's a lie. It's a lie when they said that tasty part. That's a lie.
It is made
from spent brewer's yeast and comes in a distinctive black jar with a yellow lid.
Oh. You can find it on Amazon. $8.99.
That sounds like something that my son would eat just to get on my nerves.
Well, I ordered some. I'm going to be trying it out in a future episode. It's going to be great. I'll send you the remainder of the jar. Anna says she loves ketchup and mayo mixed to dip fries. And interestingly enough, that's mayo and ketchup mixed together is actually a national condiment of Puerto Rico. They call it mayo ketchup.
That's a very creative name.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Heinz, I noticed, came out with a new condiment that is mayo and ketchup mixed together. They probably had some limitations on using the exact name mayo ketchup. So they went with mayo chip.
Oh.
I know. Mayo ketchup is so much better. Mayo chip is just not. My friend Nicole says she dislikes syrup and anything spicy. And she's another one that relish is not for her, but she loves pickles. If she wants something pickly, she just wants a pickle. When she says she's anti-ketchup on eggs and ranch on pizza, I feel the same way.
A lot of people do ketchup on eggs. When we're talking about ketchup, this came up twice. Once in, I don't know if it's this post, but a post you did and a post I did, and it's gross, and I don't know why people do it. Ketchup on ice cream.
How about ketchup on a banana?
How about both of those are wrong, and you shouldn't be doing them? That's right up there with mayo on hot dogs. Please stop.
Friends, go to our Instagram and tell us your favorite condiment or the one that you hate the most.
Oh, I definitely want to hear these. I definitely want to hear these.
We want to continue this conversation because it ends up being really, really funny.
Years ago, I found a Sriracha Miracle Whip and I brought it home to Zach and he loved it. And I have been on the hunt for it ever since. I could definitely just make it myself now.
I
realized that
to make aioli for Chris.
Yeah, but I certainly can't be bothered with mixing. I can't be bothered with squirting a little, you know, sriracha on some mayonnaise. Like that's just too much for me.
I guarantee you making aioli is far more complicated. Guaranteed. So when she says she's lazy and she doesn't make it, I understand why. You know what? I'm going to put in the show notes. I'm going to put a recipe for aioli for anyone who wants to try it.
Ooh, yum. I would like to talk about something that was commented on my very short post. My brother, he said, "What about applesauce?" And then I replied to him, "Well, you it's think it is. Applesauce. You know what he puts applesauce on top of?"
No, I don't want to know.
You don't. Macaroni and cheese. And there's an ant. And spaghetti with meat sauce. What a weirdo.
Wait, okay, no.
You used to gross me out as a kid when we would have macaroni and cheese right or now. Spaghetti. It's gross and weird, and I will not be passing this along to my children as an idea.
I mean, I always think it's weird when someone is advertising an apple pie with cheddar cheese.
Ew, what?
Yes, it's ew. A thing. I can't wrap my head around it. Apparently it's delicious, but I will not be trying that anytime soon.
That's like chili with syrup. Have you heard about that chili weirdness?
I don't know. No, I have not.
Yeah, I don't know. People eat weird stuff.
They do. Monica, you mentioned a lot of preferences or how people ruin your food. My friend Katie, her husband Matt, I'm quoting here, Katie. Matt has a deep-seated hatred of mayonnaise and mayonnaise-based sauces. If his meal at a restaurant arrives with a sauce not described on the menu, he will wait for a full description of the offending sauce before he will take a tiny taste.
I understand this as being someone who hates onions. I ask if there's onions in everything. And if you are so grossed out by something that it ruins your whole meal, I get it. I'm right there with you, Matt. I've got my hand up in the air giving you a high five. You ask what's in that.
Oh, you'll appreciate this next one. So Jen says she dislikes mayo, mustard, relish, and any sweet pickle. And then she adds Vegemite. So everyone, I read you the description of Marmite. Vegemite is very similar, but it's Australian. I'm not going to read you the description.
No.
I thought it was funny please that don't. She even mentioned Vegemite because we're in America. Nobody uses Vegemite here.
I know. I love it. But she must have had a lot of encounters with it. That actually reminds me of that hazelnut spread that everyone loves. It tastes a lot like chocolate. What is that?
Nutella.
My best friend from childhood, she can't stand it. She can't stand the sight of it. But she loves chocolate. I guess that she had a roommate who just ate so much of it and put it on so many things that it ended up grossing her out.
I haven't been overexposed to any condiment in my life. Jen also says she hates maple syrup and honey unless they are in recipes.
Wow. I didn't know it was possible to hate honey.
I didn't either. Josie, this is where the ketchup and a banana come in.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Ketchup and a banana. I don't know.
Ew.
Maybe it's a delicacy in Colombia.
Maybe it's not Heinz ketchup, and maybe it's more of a sweeter tomato-y ketchup.
Perhaps the person who does this is from Colombia, so perhaps it's Colombian ketchup.
Right. So it could taste very different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just imagining squirting Heinz on it. And
so I'm waiting for a reply from Josie because I need her to do some more investigating. I want to know if this is a Colombian thing, a family thing, or a personal thing.
Yes.
You know, it's got to be one of those three or some combination.
Is there anything weird your family puts on anything? I swear, and you will not believe me, that my family invented putting ranch on pizza because we were doing it back in the 80s and ain't nobody doing it back in the 80s.
Wow.
There's this great place, I'm going to shout it out, in Van Buren Pizza Parlor. If you're from there, then you know of it. And they have the best ranch and they also have the best pizza. And like I said, ranch makes good things better. And we started, one of my older brothers started putting ranch on his pizza. And I was like, Mickey, this pizza is already so good. And then I was like, oh no, now this pizza's even better. So, wow. But no, we invented it. And I'll take that to the bank if you want to prove me wrong.
This is a perfect segue to the next part of the condiment conversation.
Yes.
Which is condiment uses we just can't understand. And that's being polite. Because I asked people if they have a favorite condiment that they know of or have seen someone using in a way that is just repulsive. For me, it would be ranch on pizza. You like it. Katie likes it. Courtney likes it. I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Have you tried it? I think it depends on the pizza as well. I will not put it on every type of pizza.
Katie said she's an expert because she went to college in Boulder and every place in Boulder served several different ranches that you could put on pizza. Josie, who introduced me to ketchup on bananas, also said her husband puts Tabasco on grapefruit. I want to know, can she be in the same room when either of these items are being consumed? Because I might have a hard time.
It's just disgusting to me. Grapefruit is pretty gross in general,
my God, no,
but I can't imagine Tabasco on it. How is that helping anybody out?
I don't know. That brings up Stacy, who says, salsa on a baked potato makes her gag.
Ew, me and too.
I needed more information. She eventually told her husband that he needed to wait until she was done eating before he could eat his baked potato with salsa.
I think it, for me, it has to do with the consistency of the baked potato mixed with the consistency of the salsa. Sounds repulsive.
My friend Frances says this one, Mom, you just don't even know. She says she likes ketchup on French toast.
Okay?
It gets better. And she likes to talk.
No, I'm reading the rest. I'm sorry, everybody. It was so visceral. I had to react in the time. Go ahead and reread that, Monica. Sorry.
She says she likes to top it with raw onions and it tastes even better. And she also enjoys the fact that it grosses out people even more.
I feel like she just described reaching into the garbage can and making her plate from it. That's how gross that sounds to me.
Ketchup on eggs is a thing. I grew up with my grandfather putting ketchup on his eggs and it grossed me out. And now I'm married to a man who ketchups his eggs and my daughter now does too.
I like to mix it a little bit. I wouldn't do it just on its own, but if I can take the potato, the eggs, the ketchup and kind of mix that together, I do like that flavor, but not just ketchup on an egg, but I do like hot sauce on an egg.
This next one, I think I'm going to crown the winner of the Don't Do Me Like That condiment competition.
Alrighty.
Kelly says that her coworker told her she likes toast with tuna, peanut butter, and ketchup.
No, what that is when you play that game where each person has to pass around the spoon and you put a new disgusting thing on it. And then when the music stops, you have to eat whatever's on the spoon. That is that. That is not a meal. How did this person even accidentally get in this arena?
And you said you love tuna.
So I love tuna.
Vile.
Ew.
This is vile.
I mean, I love tuna with Miracle Whip. I will definitely never put peanut butter and ketchup on it. You can guarantee. On toast? Wait, let's go back to that. What is this disgusting thing again?
Toast with tuna, peanut butter, and ketchup.
A lot of those things should not go together. Like, for instance, toast and ketchup. But toast with peanut butter, yes. Toast with tuna, debatable. Peanut butter with tuna, no.
No.
Peanut butter with ketchup, no. Please, never. No. I don't know how she got here. I still don't know what happened.
No. I think we have a winner. This one I'm going to say is the winner. And we have two runners up. And the runner up would be the banana with ketchup and then the French toast with ketchup and onions. Those are the two runners up.
Those are all really bad.
The most unusual food combinations. I'm gonna try to be nice about it. Last but not least, Monica, I just wanted to run through some condiments from around the world. I took this from the Food Network Canada, and a couple of these I was familiar with, and then I've included some other ones that I wanna try. So I'm going to tell everyone about them. I'm going to start with salsa Lozano. Salsa Lozano is from Costa Rica. It originated in the 1920s. It is characterized by smooth texture and light brown color. And it's a staple in almost every Costa Rican table. And I know this because I lived in Costa Rica. And yes, salsa Lozano, we used it on everything.
It sounds really good. It looks really good. It has water and salt, mustard, all sorts of things that I think would, turmeric, which is also just good for you.
Yeah.
Up next, we have the very infamous, and this episode made it infamous, was mayo ketchup from Puerto Rico. And I'm pretty sure we all know what that is. It's mayo and ketchup mixed together.
That's right. And here in St. Louis, there's even a restaurant, Mayo Ketchup.
It's delicious. Sounds good.
Crystal hot sauce is from Louisiana. I really want to try this because I don't love Tabasco, so I want to try something else. Like, I'm still looking for my Tabasco. Crystal hot sauce, it is an American invention, and it only has three ingredients: salt, distilled white vinegar, and aged red cayenne peppers. It's the best-selling sauce in Louisiana.
It sounds really good. Yeah. I'd like that too. From the Netherlands, we have frittata, which is probably not how you say it, and Monica's going to correct me, and she did this to me on purpose, everyone. But what is it?
Friet sauce.
Friet sauce.
There you go.
It's Dutch. It's smooth, but it's thick. It looks like mayonnaise, but it's sweeter and doesn't have as much fat. So we will reject it in the U.S. We need our fat contents high.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to make some of this for myself. Actually,
all right.
I think it sounds delicious. I don't really
It has anchovies in it, so I'll probably not be eating it because that kind of sounds like fish juice. When you said that earlier, all I could think of was like Disgusto anchovies. I don't like it with, I probably like some sort of version that doesn't have anchovies in it. Like all the versions I have.
You have anchovy-less Caesar dressing.
Oh, I'm sure. Newman's Own Caesar dressing, I highly doubt has anchovies in it. I'm going to look right
now. This is a challenge. This is a challenge, friends.
This is a challenge. I'm going to go.
Monica is being challenged right now because the definition of Caesar dressing has
I don't care about, no. Anchovy definitions, base. No.
That's the recipe for Caesar dressing, and you're not eating Caesar dressing. Did you find it yet?
I did. I'm on the website. Just keep going.
The next one sounds really interesting to me. I love spicy salsas. I love spicy condiments. I love chilies. And so Dabu Dabu is from Manado, Indonesia. It's made with a combination of tomatoes, red chilies, shallots, cayenne peppers, salt, sugar, and lime juice. They're mixed into a bowl and then combined with oil. The write-up says that it's great for grilled fish or chicken, which is often accompanied by steamed rice. And I think this sounds so delicious. I cannot wait to make it.
Okay, so Newman's Own Caesar has anchovy paste. Yeah. Now, what is anchovy? Is that like the gross water that comes off the anchovies?
No, it's literally, it comes in a tube and it's a paste.
Right.
And
so
it's all the ground up anchovies in a paste. I told
well,
you.
Well, I could eat anything in a paste, I guess. Does it have little bones in it? Now I have
no,
to know.
No, no, it does not. I have a tube of anchovy paste.
I'm literally imagining like the little anchovies going through a sausage grinder. That's what I'm seeing here.
I don't know how they make it, but I do have a tube of anchovy paste in my refrigerator because I use it to cook.
Interesting. I bet it's very salty.
It is. Sometimes we make our own Caesar dressing, and that's what we use.
Well, I learned something new today, and you learned something new today, so this has been a great day.
I think it's been a really great day. Friends, if you enjoyed this episode and you laughed along with us and you had some very visceral reactions, what we discussed regarding condiments and their combinations, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to support the show. Follow us on Instagram and tag a friend. Tag a friend that you think needs to laugh and enjoy the conversation.
Music credits go to Kevin MacLeod, Winner Winner, Plucky Daisy, Fig Leaf Rag, and Marty Got's a Plan. For full credits, please go to our show notes at twomonicas.com.